thanks very much for taking the time to come out. Appreciate it.
Representative Tom Cole was in Southwest Oklahoma Monday updating constituents on congressional matters and hearing their concerns. For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon. Approximately 75 citizens, civic leaders, and students filed into the Elgin High School Library for the fourth of five town hall meetings Cole is holding this month. The five-term congressman had previously made stops in Noble, Sulphur, and Marietta. Cole touched on a number of subjects in his remarks, including the state of the presidential race, a contest he characterized as ugly. One of the topics discussed in depth was the looming federal budget cuts, commonly called the sequester cuts. Cole said the across-the-board cuts would be significant and would have an effect on Southwest Oklahoma due to defense cuts.
You know, it's actually one of these things that both the president and the Congress agree is a really bad thing. And so neither side wants to see it happen. Be particularly difficult on defense. About 40% of the cuts would come out of defense. It would lower the defense bill by about 10%. So it's devastating there.
Despite the threat of widespread reduction in government services and spending, Cole said he believes Congress will find a way to avoid the sequester cuts.
This will happen unless Congress acts on its own. And I actually believe Congress will act, but I don't think they'll make decisions until the American people decide who the decision makers are, which they will do in November. One way or the other, the election will probably decide how we deal with it. If the president's reelected, then taxes will go up, but it'll generate enough money to avoid sequester. And if Republicans win, if Romney wins, then probably the model followed by the House will be what's followed. No tax increase, but enough other cuts in spending that there's no across-the-board cuts that hit defense.
Cole also took time to comment on the political climate in Washington, D.C., and said it's not as bad as many believe. However, the congressman acknowledged that the perception of gridlock and partisanship, as well as recent polls giving Congress only a 10% approval rating, make it difficult for significant work to be accomplished on Capitol Hill.
People dig in a little bit further and people are convinced that the process doesn't work, and that's unfortunate. If people lose faith in the process, members just play to their base and aren't willing to come together. I think Congress would be better if people didn't spend as much time that are in Congress bashing it for what it hasn't done. It's actually done some big things. It needs to do more. It needs to do better. But it's actually pretty responsive.
Though much of his time was spent discussing legislative matters from his perspective, Cole said the most important part of the town hall series is hearing the thoughts of constituents, which he did during an hour-long question and answer session.
I always learn a great deal at a town hall meeting, and people ask questions, voice concerns, give me their point of view, which is always very helpful. So this is much more about listening than it is telling them.
Representative Cole will hold his final town hall meeting of the month in Newcastle on Wednesday. For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon.